Welcome to the Arts Page. On this edition, we continue our look at the upcoming UTech Literary Festival and Cultural Showcase. Come next Thursday, the island's dance heritage will be on display at the University of Technology's Literary Festival and Cultural Showcase. The festival is being held at the university's Papine campus under the theme Celebrating Jamaica's Evolving Dance Heritage Step by Step. The day-long festivities will feature a panel discussion, an art exhibit, a literary workshop, and the Grand Cultural Showcase, which will begin at 6:30 p.m. at the Caribbean Sculpture Park. Traditional folk form specialist at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Lenneth Richards, says this year's staging of the festival is particularly relevant.
They are actually honoring industry icons, and that includes individual persons, we are thinking of institutions, and also educators. Institutions such as our Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, the Institute of Jamaica, the School of Dance at Edna Manley, and individuals such as Ivy Baxter, Rex Metalford. We're talking about Barbara Requa, Sheila Barney. Those are persons, pioneers of the NDTC dance company. We'll be also honoring cultural groups coming through our Festival of the Arts competition.
The folk form specialist says it is important that Jamaicans understand the country's rich cultural legacy, especially the evolution of popular dance.
It is one that our young people need to know about. It's very important because our traditional folk forms evolving each day. We can trace back all of those steps to one of our traditional folk forms. Now that you're hearing about the one drop, the Della, the Bodo, the Gully Creed, all of these popular form steps came out of our traditional folk forms.
Lenneth Richards, traditional folk form specialist at the JCDC. This year's showcase includes a special feature. You can vote for your favorite dance move over the last 50 years. Voting closes on March 17. Director of UTech Center for the Arts, Dr. Janice Lindsay, tells us how to get those entries in.
You can vote on any of the following platforms, such as Facebook, Center for the Arts UTech, or Twitter, CFA_UTechJamaica, or you can send us an email at culture@utech.edu.jm and you get your chance to vote. And we will announce the dance move that would have attracted the highest number of votes. And of course, we'll have a surprise element in terms of how we're going to be celebrating that particular win.
The UTech Literary Festival and Cultural Showcase is being held next Thursday, March 20, at the university's Papine campus. So bring your whole family out.
It is free of cost. You pay nothing to come in, and this is exactly why we put on this event every year. It is a community initiative. We want to educate, we want to entertain, we want to get people to realize the potential of their arts and culture. And as such, we don't want to exclude anyone. So it's really open to the public.
Director of UTech's Center for the Arts, Dr. Janice Lindsay. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.